It is time now for Kids Q, our kids question of the week here on 97.9 The Hill. Always love the segment. Kids Q designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. And it's always a great way to start a conversation, not just with the child in your life, but also friends and family. Kids Q is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Be sure to stop by there to shop for kids clothing, books, toys, games, and different gifts. That's because Glee Kids offers big style for your little one. Check off your whole holiday list by shopping in-store or online at gleekidschapelhill.com. For this week's Kids Question, we are joined in the studio by two members of our 97.9 The Hill team. That would be Allie Evans and Jack Carmichael. Happy Wednesday, guys. How are you?
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
How are you?
I am doing all right. I am still kind of shaking off the holiday week last week, and I think this week feels a little long because we don't have tomorrow off like we did last week.
But I was off the entire week before last week, driving the struggle bus this week.
Yeah, it feels very long, but we're halfway there, which is a good sign. All right, let's hop into today's question. Our kids' cue is, if you could take an all-expense vacation to somewhere cold, where would you go? A good question and an interesting one to consider since we've had kind of a chilly stretch, but we're back to, you know, a warm period right now for our fall weather in the Triangle region, which always makes it tricky. It doesn't really feel like fall when it's 70 degrees outside to me. So if we could take an all-expense vacation to somewhere cold, where would you go?
I've got an answer.
Okay, what
go
you
ahead.
Got?
This might surprise you, but I'm going with Ireland.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
And there's a couple reasons. First of all, they have some neat adult beverages that I might like to try. That's a smaller reason, but mainly...
But the reason that you're
but
leading
it's still
with,
the
too.
First
yeah.
One, so.
Yeah, it is. First one that came to mind. But there is a bigger reason, which is that I have been lucky enough to be invited to my girlfriend's family band in the past couple of years that plays Irish folk music.
Nice.
Oh.
And they were like, hey, you can play bass, right? Or at least learn how to play bass and then play in our Irish folk band. And that, it's been a really fun challenge and it's super out of my comfort zone as a musician, but it's so fun. And I feel like I can't, you know, quite be genuinely playing that music until I go back to the homeland.
Yeah, taking a trip over there.
See where they wrote it, yeah.
I don't think of Ireland necessarily as being somewhere cold, but definitely compared to North Carolina, I think that's true. I mean, just
I guess
windy
so.
And chillier.
I sort of imagine, like, you know, cold and rainy wintertime British Isles, whenever I'm thinking of them.
I think that makes sense. Yeah, I think that makes sense. It's not where my mind immediately went. I was thinking somewhere kind of snowy.
Ooh.
And
yeah, same.
Iceland popped into my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, Allie, but I've never been to Iceland. Lots of names I don't know how to pronounce, but I know that they've got some really cool hot springs, great mix of mountains and right by the ocean, which is kind of like my favorite thing. I love the mountains, but I also really enjoy the beach, and so that seems like it's a perfect blend. Also, typically the weather is there to where you're wearing your winter outfits, from what I can tell, which is definitely the stronger end of my wardrobe is definitely for the time I can layer up. So I think Iceland would be it for me. Not a big place to travel, similar to Ireland. You don't have to go very far once you're there to kind of get the full experience. But I think that's what I would do, because there's just seemingly a good bit to do in in Iceland.
I like that. There's a cool hot dog stand I've heard of in Iceland.
Really?
And that might be worth the trip.
We're traveling because of Irish whiskey and hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Yeah.
This is going great.
That's me.
I feel like I'm really focused on the all expenses paid part
of
the question.
You know, that is a good point. Mm.
So, like, obviously, Paris in winter just seems romantic and dreamy.
Ooh.
But I think just going off of experiencing a place and the things there, Alaska would be a very cool vacation. I'm a husky dog owner and lover of all huskies, and I would love to get to experience the, like, dog sledding that takes place in very, very cold places, and probably come home with 6 or 7 Alaskan huskies. But I haven't been to Canada either.
Me neither.
And yeah. I have my passport, and it's somewhere that I should plan a trip to, because it just seems like a very cool place to visit and kind of within your like travel comfort zone. Sometimes big vacations can seem a little scary if you don't speak the language or really anything. Like if money is different, measurements are different, it can be intimidating.
Not a huge culture shock.
You don't have to cross an ocean to get there.
Exactly.
That too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think Canada would be on my list of cold places. And then in the US, I've never been to like Aspen or like Big Sky or Big Sur or Big Sky. What am I saying the wrong thing? Montana. I've never been to Montana.
Yeah.
And just to see the like big, like expansive areas of like just covered in snow would be so stunning. But yeah, I wish I had more time to think about it, because trust me, I could spend some money on an all expense paid trip somewhere cold.
Yeah.
Do some damage.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about kind of the western part of the U.S., which I've not really been to. I've been to like the West Coast, California and Washington, but you know, I've paid a trip to Salt Lake City for about a day.
Oh. Yeah.
That was it. I mean, and I wouldn't even consider that super cold, but somewhere where you can get like the Rocky Mountains and you see all the snow, that like that would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Expressing the all expense part.
Yeah, let's spend some money. Someone else's, especially.
Here's kind of a side question. If you could travel to Antarctica at the very bottom of the world, would you travel to Antarctica at the very bottom of the world?
I'm leaning towards no.
Same.
I think I would. I know that there's not a whole
just
lot to see when
say
you get there.
That you win.
But that's pretty cool, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, to be on the part of the world that so few people have gone to. I'm also I like the wildlife there. I think is cool. I know you have to. It would not be an easy and relaxing trip, I imagine. No. But talking about all expenses paid, like, I mean, That's one way to kind of flex that and be able to be like, yeah, I've been all the way down to the South Pole, or at least all the way down to the southernmost continent.
Yeah, that's true.
It is a requirement if you want to say that you have visited all 7 continents on this planet.
Yeah. So
I don't know if the draw of like of just being able to tell people that I did it is really there for me.
It's true that once you get there, there's not a whole lot else to accomplish.
Yeah. I would have to confirm that there were huskies, and then I would go.
What about penguins?
I'd go for the penguins.
Penguins
excellent
would be a big
point,
draw
Brighton.
For me. I'm not going to lie. Well, again, if anybody else has any other ideas for what we could do with taking an all-expense vacation to somewhere cold, we'd love to hear about it, and be sure to share any answers on social media with us. And we always have a fun time doing Kids Q right here every Wednesday. If you're looking for some more questions like this, be sure to ask your kids in real life, get their thoughts, and ask them with our Kids Q archives on chapelboro.com. They're really easy to find right there at the bottom of our homepage. As always, Kids Q presented by Glee Kids, which is now in Southern Village. And if you want to have your little one join in on the conversation, follow them on Instagram at Glee Kids Chapel Hill. We'll be dropping by there soon to get some more kid responses to these questions so we can get them on the air. It's always really, really fun to hear their responses, and fun to hear the responses of Allie Evans and Jack Carmichael. Thank you both for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.